Gordon, California, line 5, your next step. Good morning, sir. Welcome. You're on with RJ and Drew Bramani Dial.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
My question is about intrastate and interstate.
Right.
Who defines what you are? I work for one of the largest companies around, and we have terminals throughout the country, and some of our drivers leave California, some don't. And we're having an issue at one of the scales. They're insisting that each driver is either interstate driver or interstate. When we have routes right out of our location that we can all do any day of the week, heading over to Reno, Nevada, so which would make us an interstate driver. So at what point, who decides what we are, if we're intra or interstate?
Okay, Gordon, this is an interpretation that is found in 390.3. Says, how does one distinguish between intra and interstate commerce for the purpose of applicability of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations? And the guidance is, interstate commerce is determined by the essential character of the movement, manifested by the shipper's fixed and persistent intent at the time of shipment, and is ascertained from all the facts and circumstances surrounding the transportation. When the intent of the transportation being performed is interstate in nature, even when the route is within the boundaries of a single state, the driver and CMV are subject to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations.
Okay, but out of our particular location, 90% of the routes or so are intrastate. But say on Monday I do intrastate Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But on Thursday, I go the 13 miles across the state line, making myself an interstate driver.
Okay.
But then on Friday, I'm back as an intrastate.
So he flip flops back and forth. Sounds like,
yeah. Right.
Well, the only issue is that. The scale of this one particular inspector at this one particular scale has gotten smart, because I normally keep my last month's logbook with me. And along about the 15th, he comes along and he says, well, have you got out of state in the last 2 weeks? And if I say no, he'll say, when's the last time? And I got to be able to come up with that last logbook to say 3 weeks ago I was an interstate driver, and I could be an interstate driver tomorrow. And but if I don't have that logbook, he's done it twice now. He's written up the ticket, said you're breaking the law here. It's all for the reset. Because California is not acknowledging the 34-hour reset.
Okay, so let me go back and see if I understand your question. A driver involved in intrastate transportation can be subject to the motor carrier safety regulations even though he has never left the state. That is what most of the states adopt. On the other hand, if the driver is involved in interstate transportation, then the driver could be subject to the same rules or could be subject to another set of rules based on the shipment that he's hauling.
Yeah, but would that be decided on a day-by-day basis? Because, issue comes up is California is not adopting a 34-hour reset. They're not adopting the FMCSA laws, the internet, federal laws.
Right.
So, they're not seeing that. There's several times.
What it may be is, I know on the federal side, there is the 34-hour reset. It's written into the law.
Right.
On the intrastate, they do not have to adopt the 34-hour reset because you are involved in intrastate transportation.
Yeah, but see, given any day of the week, I could be an interstate driver by going into Nevada or, vice versa. Or, since we have 31 drivers out of our location and three of them go out of state every day and come back. Nobody goes overnights. We're all back the same day, but because they cross the state line, and if they're out sick, somebody else has to do their route. So obviously we become an interstate driver as soon as we cross that state line.
Okay. Right. All right. We appreciate your phone call. You wanted to add something, RJ?
I have a question for this gentleman.
Sure.
Do you have a way to get on the internet?
Yes.
Terrific. Please take down this website.
All right. I got a pen. I'm ready to go.
AskTheLaw.org.
O-R-G.
O-R-G.
And you can send, he can send the same question, correct?
Be very explicit.
Specific. Yeah, just like you have been in this call.
All right.
There is a big red button there. It says Ask the Law. Officer Chris Sahagan, California Highway Patrol, Sacramento. He is in, they call it the Kremlin.
Is that what they call it? The Kremlin?
The Kremlin.
That's great. That's great.
Don't go there. They just call it the Kremlin.
Great. But the point is, though, I mean, he could send the same, be very, very specific with this same question.
We will get an answer for him.
Okay.
Give me about 5 working days
from
Friday.
Okay. Yeah, Gordon, do you have access to the web, like you said?
Yep, no problem.
Okay, askthelaw.org. Hit that red button there and send the same question on. And what RJ will do is that he'll funnel that down to Officer Chris Sahagan to take a look at as well. Can you do that?
Yep, no problem.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your call.
And then he can take his statement that he gets from Chris.
Yep, to the his powers that be.
And plus state the scale facility.
Right.
Mr. Sahagan will be making a phone call.
And he'll be able to rock and roll. Let's break here. We got a break. Hold on a minute, drivers. Let me turn it over to Elizabeth in New York, and let's get up to date on the morning's truck news.